language is the objective of which consciousness is the subjective. Self-consciousness and language, and then in parentheses, two in one, for they are two halves of the same thing. So self-consciousness and language are the sine qua non. I'm not sure. Sine qua non of human social life. I have no idea what that word means. Of human social life, of manners, of institutions, of industries of all kinds, of, it's a Latin. Of self-consciousness and language are the sine qua non of human social life, of manners, of institutions, of industries of all kinds, of all arts useful and fine. If any animal possessed self-consciousness, it seems certain that it would upon that master faculty build, as man has done, a superstructure of language, of reasoned out customs, industries, art. But no animal has done this. Therefore, we infer that no animal has self-consciousness. The possession of self-consciousness and language, its other self, by man, creates an enormous gap between him and the highest creature possessing simple consciousness merely.
I think what we're talking about here is awareness of your eternal self.
How so?
That's where I'm coming from.
Okay.
You mean the difference
self-consciousness between... Self-consciousness is awareness of your eternal self.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting. So what is loner consciousness then? Awareness of your loner self, but is that not self-consciousness?
All he's done is expand that and call it self-consciousness.
Self-consciousness.
I think it's cosmic consciousness.
Well, and I would go backwards, like you said earlier. No, I would think that self-consciousness is the awareness of your personal self.
Yeah, that's what I go.
I'd go backwards, like you did earlier.
But that's what he's doing. Personal self on a greater scale.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying
but
that.
But it doesn't change anything. The book is based on essentially that self-consciousness is awareness of your eternal self. Everything about it is based on your eternal self. And life is as you desire, your eternal self.
What is cosmic consciousness then?
He hadn't gotten there yet. You mean for me?
Yes. To me, cosmic consciousness is more being aware of the eternal self.
So the next sentence is, cosmic consciousness is a third form which is far above self-consciousness, as is that above simple consciousness. With this form, of course, both simple and self-consciousness persist. As simple consciousness persists when self-consciousness is acquired, but added to them is the new faculty, so often named and to be named in this volume. The prime characteristic of cosmic consciousness is, as its name implies, a consciousness of the cosmos, that is, of the life and order of the universe.
We're taking a station break here.
Yep.
Knew it! Awareness of the cosmos.
Yeah. Awareness of the cosmos, how it works, and how it
just
applies
even then
for,
it
out
is.
For me. And
the more you are aware of it, I guess, and the way it works, the more aware you are, I would think.
More to me, that this is more eternal self awareness.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Mm-hmm.
That would be.
But this was beyond the eternal self, I thought.
That would be a constituent of the cosmic.
Yeah. Oh, can be. Yes.
The cosmic is everything else. So self-conscious is all that you. Cosmic is about all you and all everything else.
Yeah.
Whether it's out in the universe or here on Earth.
Or maybe the relationship between the two.
Yes, they are. They are.
Or the mutually supportive part. Can be, yes.
But then again, I know what you're talking about.
So in that sense, everyone's connected.
Right.
Well, let's say using the telephone line of the eternal self.
Okay.
And then the eternal self uses the telephone line of your personal.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
So you, in essence, have the telephone line to the eternal and the cosmos.